To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to the show. Robert, Mary with you again from the New York area. And for this segment of the show, we're going to change things up from Matthew Upchurch last segment to show friend David Yeskel for the next few minutes as we discuss some things you'll want to avoid doing when cruising. But first, Mary and I want to share that this portion of your RM World Travel Connection is sponsored by RedlandCotton.com.
This family-owned American company offers terrific sheet sets, duvets, shams, and a line of luxurious Redland cotton bath towels that you're going to love. Today, when we walk into a store or even when we're shopping online, we can certainly find all types of sheets and linens, but most are made overseas and almost all the materials are made overseas.
Redland cotton products, however, they're 100% made in America with all American materials. Check out their entire collection at RedlandCotton.com, and right now for their big spring sale, you'll save 20% plus get free shipping on all orders over $150. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
We talk a lot on this show about various cruise experiences or itineraries, and Robert and I even took you behind the scenes to share the operations of a carnival ship in Miami last year. But have you ever thought about things not to do when you're cruising so you don't get yourself kicked off a cruise ship? Well, travel journalist David Yeskel, aka the Cruise Guru, has, and that's why we invited him back on the show today.
Welcome back to the show, David. We hope we find you well today.
Yes, thanks.
We're going to get to some of the ways passengers can get themselves kicked off a cruise, but I know you're recently back from a Holland America cruise to Cuba, and next segment we're going to have Rudy actually talking about travel to Cuba being down, other than via a cruise ship. So how was the ship, and can you give our listeners two or three tips maybe if they elect to cruise to Cuba at this point?
Sure. If they elect to cruise to Cuba, I think a Holland America was a great way to go because their staff on board with deep experience cruising to Cuba. So the ship is docked right in downtown Old Havana, and you can just walk right off the ship and explore Old Havana, the sightseeing, the 16th and 17th century architecture, the paladares, the small restaurants, the bars. It's a great city to explore and very safe to walk around on your own.
Okay, David, so let's get into the nitty-gritty of an article that you wrote, 9 Ways to Get Kicked Off a Cruise. For seasoned cruisers, the muster drill is sort of old hat, but if a passenger doesn't show up for the safety tips known as the muster drill, can they really get kicked off a cruise?
Yes, they really can. So the muster drill was always very important, as you know, but mm-hmm. in recent years, it has become vitally important, and it's important that everyone on board knows what to do in the event of an emergency. So they take attendance at the muster drill, and if you're not there, if they call your cabin and your name and you're not there, you could be escorted off the ship before the ship even sails. So my advice is to always attend the muster drill.
Yeah, show up for that. All right, so you also write about people playing pranks and impersonating the staff. Clearly the latter is not a very smart thing to do, if you ask me. How frequently does this happen, and will it get you immediately booted off a ship?
You know, people... I've seen occasionally people wear kind of sailor outfits, things like that. It doesn't happen very frequently. It's actually pretty rare. But if people are walking around saying, you know, I'm the captain and playing a joke on someone wearing a hat that looks like the captain's hat, that could be grounds for ejection, certainly.
Yeah, just not very smart either way you look at it.
Not impersonate.
All right, so one of my personal favorites are the pier runners, those last-minute passengers that are running to get to the ship before it leaves, and then there's like, you know, 1,000 or more people that are actually videotaping these poor passengers who are running. So crews are very specific on departure times. Do ships leave if late passengers are just not there in time?
Absolutely. Ships will leave. At, say the ship sails at 5 p.m. They ask everyone to be back on board by 4:30.
We've seen that.
Yeah.
But there are always pier runners. I call it the run of shame. And people watching from on deck and laughing and, you know, egging them on. Come on, you can make it. But the ships, with very few exceptions, the ship leaves sometimes without all passengers on board. So
that's
it's really
right.
The guest's responsibility to make sure they have enough time to get back.
If they say they're leaving at 1:30, you better be on the ship by 12:45. So that's
right,
my advice.
Exactly.
All right, so yeah. Sneaking too much alcohol on board, that didn't really surprise me as a reason to get kicked off a cruise. But dropping items overboard like candy wrappers or cigarette butts or food did. Again, it's another dumb thing to do, frankly. But, you know, from what you report, if a cruise officer witnesses this, they'll force you off at the next port.
Right. So throwing things overboard can be very dangerous, especially in the instance of cigarette butts. So a lighted cigarette butt can blow back onto another deck, say, and start a fire. And as you know, fire is the biggest danger at sea. So so this is why throwing anything overboard, not only because of the environmental conditions, mm-hmm. but it's potentially dangerous, especially if a cigarette butt is thrown overboard.
Yeah, I can imagine that. All right, so I'm going to bring you back to your Cuba cruise one more time. You know, anything that you have from that experience on the Holland America ship that you want to share with folks? You know, we've got maybe about 30 seconds left with you.
Sure. I advise people that take advantage of spend as much time off the ship as possible. We were in Havana for 22 hours. Spend as much time, just come back to the ship, eat quickly, get back out, and explore the city. There's so much to explore and so much to do in, you know, what was the forbidden fruit for us until recently.
Just get back before it sails.
And did you find, I'll just ask you, did you find right now with the tightening of some of the political issues that it would, how'd you feel as an American in Cuba?
Felt very safe in Cuba. The Cubans were very friendly and hospitable. There was no kind of tension felt by me or from any other passengers, frankly. It felt great there.
All right. Well, David, again, thanks for checking in with Mary and me today. We look forward to talking again sometime soon. Have a nice day.
Great. Hope so. Thanks.
Thanks, David. Take care.
All right. There goes David. And, you know, Mary, I got to say, it's just another reminder that, you know, when you are traveling out there, we talked about getting thrown off cruise ships, you are an ambassador of your community or your family or your country.
Or your country, right.
Yeah, so,
right.
Folks, you know, try to keep it together. Yeah. Don't get thrown off things. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. Up next, Rudy will follow up the Cuba cruising with Tom Popper. So stick around. We're back in a flash.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.